Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to WDMV. Rocking you globally, but based right here in your nation's capital, Washington, D.C. In case you've been looking for me, you've just located me. This is your man, DJ Mr. E, and welcome to the DJ Mr. E Show. Something new, something nice, WDMV. Yeah. What we gonna do today and every day is we're gonna groove. The best smooth jazz on your internet is right here. Want to see those phone lines light up? Give me a call, 646-378-0763. 646-378-0763. Give me a call. Want to see the phone lines lighting up right now. Come on. Also, Blog Talk Radio. You know what that means. The chat room is wide open. Jump in there, www.blogtalkradio.com/WDMV, the indie dash story. Come on, go with me, y'all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. That sounds real good right there. That was Eugene Groove. That was called Religify. Welcome to WDMV. This is your man, DJ Mr. E, and this is the DJ Mr. E Show. Just getting everything together here, man. Got some real good music in store for you tonight. Want you to stick and stay. Don't want you to go anywhere. Got a special guest we're going to bring on very shortly, Mr. Tom Braxton, who's got a brand new LP out, man. We're going to get into that just a little bit. But until we get to him, I just want to say welcome to WDMV. You know, as you all know, I switched over from Soul City Radio to WDMV, man, and this is my new home, and this is where I am right now, and I want you to be around and be a part of this thing. So just stick and stay, don't go nowhere. I just want you to be a part of it. Let's get back to music real quick, and we'll come back and bring you Mr. Tom Braxton.
Come back, hey, come back.
fresh and so clean. Yeah. WDMP. Ain't nobody got it going on like WDMV, baby. This is how we do it right here. Welcome to the DJ Mr. E Show, man. We're going to kick it with my man Tom Braxton in a very few minutes. But right now, you know what? I'm going to kick it for the DMV a little bit, man. I got something jazzy. This is actually a go group called Familiar Faces, and they got a joint called Jazzy Joint. That's what it's called, Jazzy Joint. And we're going to play it right here, right now for you.
Framework. Picture yourself on a 40-city tour, and it would sound something like this.
Oh, yeah, y'all. We don't call it old school. We call it true school. Tracy from the DMV. With a little Chicago funk. A little funk out of BMO. And something from the dirty, dirty south. Some DC flavor. All up in your ear hole. So sit back and enjoy this ride. We got funk coming at you from six different ways.
WDMV, man, a lot of good music going on this evening, and I appreciate each and every one of you that are out there listening right now. The phone lines are doing well, man. The chat room is blowing up. What's going on, chat room? I see y'all in there doing your thing. Talking a little bit of smack, but it's all good. We got Pennsylvania in the chat room. We got Maryland in the chat room. We got North Carolina in the chat room. And we got a guest in the chat room that won't tell us who they are, but we'll find out who they are. It's all good. Welcome, guest 3282 to WDMV. It's DJ Mr. E Show, man, and we're just doing what we do up in here, playing good, smooth, contemporary jazz music. Got a caller here, and I know who the caller is, man. It's a very, very good friend of mine, and I asked her to call in because she's doing phenomenal things in the city, man. And anytime somebody's doing something really good in the city, if I have the opportunity, I'm going to go ahead and big them up and get them out there as much as I can. So let me see if we can get this caller on the air. WDMV, welcome. Caller, what's your name and where you calling from?
This is Simone, and I'm calling from the DMV.
You're laughing. Simone who?
Hey, Simone Forgione. Hey, Eric.
Hey, Simone Forgione. Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the best photographers in the DMV, as a matter of fact, in the country. And
oh,
she did not, she didn't want to be on here with me, but I asked her to call in because Simone has got some amazing pictures, man, and she's doing some amazing things. And she doesn't want to talk a lot, but Simone, just tell them, you know, your website and what you're doing around the DMV and around the world, as a matter of fact.
Hi, DMV. I'm actually, I shoot events and portraits, and I do photo shoots. My website is Simone, S-I-M-O-N-E, Forgione, F-O-R-G-I-O-N-E, .com. And I just I'm going to Miami next month. Well, this month, no, yeah, next month, and then to the Hamptons. I do a lot of events all over the place, and I'm just excited about that.
And Simone, people can see your work where?
SimoneForgione.com.
And
also, you can check out DMVPics.com.
That's what I'm trying to get out of you. That's that hot one right there. DMVPics.com. And that's my girl, Simone Forgione, man. She's a very good friend of mine, and I just wanted to get her on here just so that, you know, those of you that don't know her, I don't know where you've been, under a tree, under a blanket, wherever, but that's Simone Forgione, man. You need to get with her. You need to check out her work. If you need anything, any pictures taken from anywhere around the world, you do travel, right, Simone?
Yes, sir.
If some of my friends in Durban, South Africa, say that they need you to come there to take pictures for them,
I would definitely go to Africa. Yes, I would.
No, because this is what do you call it, man? The World Cup. So everybody's focusing on Durban, South Africa right now because everybody's
wow.
World Cup. So, you know, just in case anybody out there is listening in Durban, South Africa, and you need a photographer, the best way to get in touch with Simone Forgione is, Simone, please tell them.
You can go to SimoneForgione.com, or you can check out DMVPics.com. You can also call me at 202-449-0839, or send me an email, S like Sam, F like Frank, at SimoneForgione.com.
Thank
and
you
also, if anybody wanted to go to Miami next month, I'm selling raffle tickets, and it's a free party this Friday, so let me know. You know, get a raffle ticket and it's party free. You don't have to be there to the show, but, you know, Miami, July 16th to the 19th. Let me know.
All right, cool. Thank you very much, Simone.
Thank you.
Forgione, ladies and gentlemen, DCPics.com. Just representing DMV right now. Thanks a lot, Simone, and I'll chat with you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Cool. All right, let's keep the phone lines open. Let's hope. Let's take caller 972 area code. Welcome to WDMV. You're on the air.
This is Tom Braxton.
Hey, man. What's going on?
Man, that was crazy. I'm sorry. I was running around doing a bunch of stuff this evening, and it just hit me that you're on the East Coast.
I am on the East Coast. Ladies and gentlemen, as I told you earlier, I was going to have saxophonist great Mr. Tom Braxton online with us, and he is here. Tom, it's 8 o'clock somewhere. Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm in Texas, so it's 8 now.
All right.
But it's 9 there, so, you know, when you sent me that text and saying, hey, you going to make it? I'm like, sure, 7:55. I'm calling in right on time.
Hey, man, it's all good. Welcome to the show, brother. Really appreciate you, you know, providing us with some of your music, and really appreciate you calling in, man. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Well, thank you. It's great to converse with you, and you've got so many great music fans up there on the East Coast. I was so impressed this last weekend when I was up there for Capitol Jazz at the tenacity and the people have for the music. It was amazing.
Hey, man, and you did what you came up. You came all the way from Texas. You did what you came up here to do, but you turned the Capitol Jazz out. I understand how you were on that early. I think you should have been closed.
Well, I appreciate that, man. Tell them that. Come on, let them know. Get the word out to them. It was really a lot of fun, and it was great being on with great musicians like Brian Simpson and the Urban Jazz Coalition and UNAM. So I'm just glad we got the opportunity to get up there and perform, and look forward to coming back.
Hey, man, I have to tell you that the way that I actually got in touch with you is through a mutual friend of ours, Mr. Art Sherrod. That's our man. Art is a great guy, man. I know I'm interviewing you right now, but I just want to throw a plug in for Art, man, because Art has helped me so much in my radio career as far as hooking me up with great people like yourself, man. So I just want to give a plug out to Art because my fans know him because I play his stuff all the time. And now
right.
I've got a lot of your stuff, and we're going to play your stuff all the time.
Well, Art, we're on the same label, you know, Pacific Coast Jazz. And we had been talking on the phone, texting, emailing, and then we both ended up actually meeting physically in St. Lucia. And just hit it off right away. I agree with you. He's a great musician and just a great, great guy to hang out with. And we hit it off right away, and so I appreciate him putting us in touch with each other, and much success to him, man. He's a great saxophonist.
Absolutely, man. I love your music, and tell the people that have been, I guess, under the rock or maybe in Croatia somewhere, a little bit about how you got started, how many albums you have, and, you know, just from the beginning to end, man, we got nothing but time. You can have the whole last hour. It's all yours.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm actually from Texas. I'm a native Texan, and I went started up. My dad's a saxophonist. And there's a story about us on the website because he started me on the sax, and he's a retired music teacher, and he got me started. And I played all through the school, and when I got to college, Texas Tech, you know, university, I decided that music was what I wanted to do. So the first group I was in college was called No Compromise, and we toured quite a bit, did a lot of writing with them and performing, and just had a great run with them, and then started doing my own solo career after I moved to the Dallas area. And soon after moving here, I met Bernard Wright, who produced the first CD I did way back in 1992 called Your Move. And Bernard, at that time, soon after that, started working with Wayman Tisdale. And that's how I ended up hooking up with Wayman. So I had the luxury of touring with Wayman and also doing my own solo career concurrently at the same time. So even though some people think, oh, he's just now doing some, you know, he's just now playing on his own, I've actually been doing it all this time. We actually have 7 recordings now.
Yeah, man, that's a lot of music too. And and all of your recordings primarily are original compositions, right?
Yeah, so I like to do a lot of writing. One of them is a Christmas recording, so it has a lot of Christmas music, which is some of my favorite music. And then we also did a smooth jazz praise and worship disc that has some hymns and some other covers on it. And I did do some writing on that, but all of the jazz recordings do have quite a bit of my compositions on them.
Cool. Now, you just finished the Capitol Jazz Fest here in the Washington, D.C. area, so what's next for you?
Well, this week I actually am off. I get to late. I mean, you're never really off. It means I'm not playing this weekend. But then the next weekend I go to L.A. and do a gig with Keiko Matsui at the Catalina Jazz Bar and Grill there in Hollywood. Keiko and I played together on the jazz cruise in January. Joaquin Joyner is her regular saxophone player a lot of times, and he's out for that Sunday, so I'm going to play with her on that Sunday, and then I'm going to stay on and do a special engagement for the members of the Wilson Creek Winery in San Diego area. So I'm going to go out next week and be in Southern California for a few days.
All right. Do you have any more festivals, cruises? I mean, you know, summertime is the time, man, when everybody gets to shine. And the Capitol Jazz Fest is one of the greatest. I say that because I live here and because I go every year. But the Capitol Jazz Fest is one of the greatest. But, I mean, you know, they do things in St. Lucia and California and Texas and other places. So, you know, you can go ahead and tell us about those other places, man. You know, you've been to the best, but tell us about the rest.
Well, I would like to add that it was a real honor to be a part of the Capitol Jazz Fest because it is an invitation-only festival. You can't – I mean, they ask you to come, so – it was a real honor. I hadn't been here since Wayman. I played it with Wayman a couple of years ago. And it was a special time every time. It's been a special time every time I've come. And 2 years ago when I came, it also rained a torrential downpour, and the audience was not fazed at all. That's one thing that has always impressed me. I mean, it rained very hard the last time I was here, and people just pulled out their ponchos and tents and kept right on enjoying the music. And the same thing happened. Actually, the rain started when we were signing CDs. We were actually under the CD tent. It started pouring, and nobody moved. Nobody even got out of line.
Didn't even look like it was raining, man. It was crazy.
Right. So it was great, and we had a good time, and it was a real honor to be here. But as we do have some other things coming up, we're going to do a – as I said, I'm doing something with Keiko Matsui, doing a CD release party at Spagatini's, which is a Southern California club that does a lot of CD openings for smooth jazz artists. So we're doing that in August. July, we have some things spread out all over the place from going to Reno, Nevada, and doing a thing for the radio station. They do a Wednesday night after work escape thing with their smooth jazz station, and then a night spot called Harlow's in Sacramento. So it's just here and there and everywhere. We've got I don't have it right in front of me, but if you go to tombraxton.com, all the dates are on the website.
That's what's up. I wanted to get out of you to make sure that everybody knew that. Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
You've got several LPs out. You're touring extensively. At this point in your life, are you living the life? Are you living the life that you dreamed that you would be living at age 10?
Well, you know, interestingly enough, I wasn't sure that I was going to be a musician at first. I wasn't one of those people that at 6 years old saw somebody playing the sax and said, "That's what I'm going to be." It really didn't happen like that for me. I had a lot of interest in sciences and medicine and lots of areas, and music just – and I was also an athlete. I actually went to college on a track scholarship. That's – my sons are track practice right now, so they're following in my footsteps. I said, "Hey, guys, you have to do something to help Dad with this college scholarship, okay?" So they're running right now, and that's how I went to college. I was on a track and a music scholarship. So I was doing a lot of things, but music just took a hold of me in a big way between end of high school and college. So to answer your question, it is a great blessing to be able to do something that you love. I'm looking to do more with it. There's just a lot I still want to do, a lot of writing I want to do. I'd love to score a movie one day. I'd love to do a lot more traveling. We did go to Holland not too long ago, and we're going back in September. And so I love traveling and playing for lots of audiences all over the place. That's exposing them to the music, and it's great.
That's cool. Let me got, just for those of you that are out there listening, I promise you we're going to play some of his music. I just got a few more questions. Well, okay, I'm going to play one more. I'm going to ask one more question, and then we're going to play some music.
Okay.
Who is your dream collaboration with right now? If you could play with anybody in the world tomorrow morning, who would you want to play with?
Just one? Oh.
One person.
That's so hard. Wow. It might surprise you that I think one of the funnest things to do would be to be in the Earth, Wind, and Fire horn section.
Wow. That's hot.
There's actually two horn sections I would love to be in. One is Earth, Wind, and Fire. One is Steely Dan. I would have just so much fun every night on those gigs because I grew up with all of that music. So that would be a dream to do something like that. I wouldn't even have to be a solo. I just want to be standing in the horn section with those guys.
All right. Just the part of it. Yeah, man, that just sounds like it would be outstanding. I'm going to let you pick the next track. We mentioned Wayman, that you're playing with Wayman. You opened up for Wayman. I was going to play that Wayman Smile, but you also just mentioned Steely Dan, and I got the peg track too. So I'm going to play both of them, but which one would you want me to play first?
Well, let's play Peg. That'd be fine.
All right, we're going to play Peg. I need to get to that. Explain to us why you decided to cover the Steely Dan track Peg.
Well, I grew up with a lot of AM radio. Riding to school with my mom, who's also a retired teacher, I love to listen to great songwriting. And to me, I like Steely Dan because they did two things. They wrote great music, and they had commercial success, but they were also very they were very original, and they had an identity. Within the first measure or two of a song, you knew it was Steely Dan. And that just intrigued me, that the way they were able to write and produce, they had such a great identity. And that's something that I like. Wayman was like that. Within two notes, you knew that was Wayman Tisdale playing bass.
Right.
So anything by them, I love the way they write. So maybe that answers your question.
Cool. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Tom Braxton, and this is a Steely Dan remake, and this is Peg, and we're going to do a couple of more tracks from him, but you're going to stick around with us, right, Tom?
Oh, yeah. I'm here, man.
All right, cool. Let's do some music right now, y'all. Thank you. 646-378-0763. Let me give you that number one more time. 646-378-0763. Call in right now to speak to Mr. Tom Braxton, and we're going to let you ask him a few questions. But right now, we're just going to keep on playing some tracks, man. Let me play one more. Let me play one more. Let me find the one that I wanted to do. I had it here a second ago. This is Blog Talk Radio, so things happen, man. Let's try this right here. Nope, I'm going to go to the one that I really want to play. Just hold on. You can stay with me, and we'll make this happen. There it is. This is what I want right here. Thank you. WDMV 646-378-0763. Call in right now and speak to Mr. Tom Braxton. Hey, Tom, are you there with me?
I'm here, man.
Hey, man, let me just ask you one question. That was a extremely hot track, but who was holding the bottom there? Who's on bass on the track, man? The bass on that was kicking.
Well, that was actually, Wayman was supposed to play on that track, but he passed away before we got it to him. This Jay Rowe, who's a keyboard player, actually from Connecticut up that way, who plays with Marion Meadows and Nick Colleone and different people, but he's also a great artist in his own right. He has some great music. Jay Rowe, R-O-W-E, great player, and he and I wrote that song together, and Wayman was supposed to play on it, and he got sick during that time and wasn't able to do it. And so Braylon Lacey, who actually played with Wayman near the end there, has played with me quite a bit, plays with Erica Badu. The funny story about it, we were in the studio, and I sent him, he's just this phenomenal bass player. I sent him the information, what we were going to do, the tracks and the music and everything, and something was wrong with his computer, so he didn't get it. And so I was going, okay, man, are you ready to do that tune? And he was like, what tune? I said, you know, we had done another tune in the studio, and I said, you know, the other tune. And he was like, I didn't get the other tune. And I was like, oh, no. And so I explained to him what I wanted. He went in there and played the bottom bass part. Then I said, now I want you to play the melody and some fills like Wayman would have done it. And it was so good that the first time I heard the playback on it, it brought tears to my eyes because it sounded like myself and Wayman playing together. I mean, it was just...
Wow.
Yeah, it was just, so Braylon Lacey is his name, and he's out with Guitar Saxes right now. So if you see Guitar Saxes this summer with Kirk Whalum and Gerald Albright and Peter White and Jeff Golub, the bass player is Braylon Lacey, who played on that track, and the keyboard player is a good friend of mine named Arlington Jones. So
cool. If any of those cats have albums, please direct them my way and allow me to feature them. Because I know here in the DMV, I don't know how hard it is for you, man. I really don't know how much you're working, but I know a lot of the local cats that are right here in the Washington, D.C. area are struggling because there are not enough venues that are out here for what we're trying to do, the contemporary, the smooth jazz. I mean, there are a lot of – everybody's doing hip-hop and all of these things, but there are not a lot of venues for what we're doing. So if you – any advice for the up-and-coming artists, what would it be?
Oh, that's a great question. That's a great question. One program note, that first track you heard with Peg, the vocalist on that was Kevin Whalum, Kirk's brother. That's who was doing all that scatting and singing all the Peg parts. So that's a program note. He's fantastic. But getting back to your question, yeah, there is a work shortage. There are more great musicians than there are opportunities to play, and we're all feeling it a little bit. I was just talking to a booking agent today about that. So, and with the loss of radio stations, it's also affected some markets because promoters and different people are less likely to take chances on shows because they don't think – I mean, they think without the radio support – the people aren't going to come and be a part of the performances. So it has affected a lot of things. What I would tell young artists, I tell them several things. When I've done some workshops, and Kirk Whalum and I did some workshops together. We did some gospel according to jazz workshops. I would tell them several things. One, character is important. You need to be a musician that's dependable. You're a person of your word. You know, if you say you're going to be there at a certain time, be on time, be prepared, be ready. That's one thing. Number two, I would say really learn your craft. You know, sometimes being a musician is not like American Idol. It's not microwave. It's not instant. You may have to work years before anybody notices you. It may not be the quick rise to the top like some people receive.
Right.
And so you have to, with that in mind, you need to study. If you need to take lessons, listen to other people, learn from them, get critiques. I don't think you ever get too old for that. I remember reading a magazine article years ago, and David Sanborn, who to me is one of the premier saxophonists right now, was talking about he had taken some time off to go back and study music and study the saxophone. And Kirk Whalum, I was over at his home in Memphis in the fall, and I went up to his music room, and he had music out and was studying this and learning that, and he's always, his mantra, interestingly enough, was CWOS. And I said, what is that? He said, man, I'm constantly working on something.
Right.
So you have to want to improve and treat music with respect and as a craft, and know the music that went before you. You know who Cannonball Adderley and Charlie Parker and Miles Davis and those guys, know who they were and what they contributed to this music. And the other thing I would say is you need to know the business side of it, because unfortunately you don't spend all of your time on stage. You spend time on the computer. You spend time working on booking yourself. Know the business trends. Know where things are going. I would prepare yourself so that you can eat when the gigs are slim. There are other things that you may have to do. There's not a crime in taking a day job if you have to, as they say, to augment your income and develop income streams. You know, I know different artists that they play, but they also record, or they're engineers, or they write, or they teach music. They do other things. So that it's not just, well, if I don't play, I don't eat.
Exactly. Hey, we have a bunch of callers that are waiting to ask you some questions. Let's take a call. Let's take a call here. Area code 703. Welcome to WDMV. You're on with DJ Mr. E and Mr. Tom Braxton.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, I have more than one question. Can I ask more than one?
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Yeah. I heard what you said. I have deep respect for what you do. My father was also a saxophone player, but I'm not a saxophone player. I have a saxophone. I wish I could play it. But it has so many buttons and mechanical things that you have to do with your palm and your thumb and your like I said, respect to what you do. How difficult is it to actually learn to play? I want to play his sax.
Well, what I found is difficulty is relative. For instance, some people, they can pick up a saxophone and it just boom. They fool around with it. Next thing you know, they're playing with it. And then some people, it's a trumpet. You know, that's what God's given them. Some people, it's a bass. You know, they, like, for instance, a stringed instrument would be very complex for me to figure out. But to somebody else, bang, you know, they just pick up a guitar and that's their element. So I think it's relative. I think saxophone is one of the easier elements, instruments, because I've taught music to start on. I mean, to get a good sound and to start getting around on. So, but to master any instrument is difficult. I mean, to me, mastering, you can pick any instrument. I don't think mastering any instrument is easy. That's my opinion. I think there's a level of difficulty in all of them.
Yeah. For example, like on a keyboard, it's easier to tell where those notes are.
Mm-hmm.
On the saxophone, it looks like it's difficult.
Well, I think once it's explained to you, if you have a good instructor, and you really want to learn it, and you put some time into it and invest in it, I think, you know, most people can make some headway on it.
Okay, all right.
Come on, so we have about 30 more seconds with time, and we're going to get some other callers in.
Oh, okay, that'll work.
Thank you. Did you get your question answered?
Yeah.
Hey, Tom.
Yes.
This guy's a very good friend of mine. This is world famous and internationally known DJ Jammer. He's one of the best DJs here on the East Coast, man.
All right.
Whatever kind of music you want to have, whether it's Marcus Johnson's wine festival in the Fairfax County or whether it's an after party at the Cab Jazz Fest. He's a guy, he's professional, prompt, he's all the things that you said that the musicians need to be in order to be successful. So, DJ Jammer, my love to you, my brother. Thank you so much for everything you do to help me out.
Yes, sir. Not a problem.
Fantastic.
Hey, man. All right, thanks, man. Let's take my callers here. All right, 548, area code 434. You're on WDMV with DJ Mr. E and Tom Braxton.
Yes, Mr. E, this is your homeboy from Chatham, Virginia. Just want to call in, man, and let you know that I'm listening to you and Mr. Braxton, and want to let you know, man, I'm really enjoying the show. Mr. Braxton, to you, I really enjoy your music. I hope I'll be able to find a CD so I can sit back and chill with my young lady one of these nights.
All right. Well, we've got them out there on iTunes, Amazon.com, or Rhapsody, or TomBraxton.com. It's out there. And actually in some of the stores. How about that? Even though most of the stores aren't carrying disc anymore. But you can find it. So if you have any problems, email me at the site. We'll make sure you get one.
Okay, brother. Hey, look, y'all take care, man. Like I said, once again, I'm enjoying this show.
All right,
hey,
thank you.
Thanks a lot, bro. Appreciate the call.
Okay, brother.
All right. Let's go to another caller right here. Area code. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Cancel that. Blog Talk Radio, sometimes it moves a little fast. All right. Area code 267. Welcome to WDMV. You're on with DJ Mr. E and Mr. Tom Braxton.
Hey, Mr. E, what's going on, man? How you been? Mr. Braxton, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great. You all have a lot of area codes up there.
Yeah.
No, Tom. I'm sorry, caller. Hold on one second. Tom, it's just people calling in from Pennsylvania and from Virginia and from Maryland. They're calling from all over, brother, because of you.
Oh, see there, man. Well, thank you. I'm honored.
All right, caller, go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
It's cool. It's cool. Mr. Braxton, I got a question for you. And Mr. E, you might could help me out with this also. I'm a sound engineer from Philly, and I was working with a very good jazz artist up here. His name was Donnie Mathis. He passed away a couple months ago, and I was just wondering, how can I get some of his music played? Because he got like 6-7 albums that's like I can get to, and I can't get none of his music played.
Well, what's the style of the music? Is it smooth jazz or was it traditional or smooth jazz?
Yes, it's definitely smooth jazz. He has a couple of like gospel jazz cuts also. He did cover a couple of gospel tracks also, and he did Phyllis Hyman also.
Oh yeah, well. My DJ can weigh in on this as well. My suggestion is there are radio promoters that you can hire that is their job. They will specifically, and I do say hire because you do have to pay them, but they that's their job is to get you on the air. Right away they will tell you there are no guarantees because they petition and send the CDs out to different, because there are a lot of stations that play jazz, even though smooth jazz, the big market, some have dropped their stations. There's still about 200 plus stations between online networks and satellite that do play this form of music. So they will send out to them, or they'll let you send out to them, and they will work that recording for a period of time depending upon what agreement you work with them. There's all that jazz out in Nevada. There's New World in jazz out in California. There are several very good radio promoters that specifically promote jazz to radio. That's what they do. So they can definitely – that would be my suggestion if you want to try to get it on the radio. DJ, you have anything to add to that?
Well, I mean, absolutely. I am yearning for that music. I mean, I am not the most out there format. We try to have between, well, we strive to have 500 listeners per week with our show. You know, sometimes it's 200, sometimes it's 250, but that's listeners. All you have to do is send the music to me via MP3, and I will make sure that it gets on, not only with me, but there are a couple of other people around here in the Washington, D.C. area that are doing smooth jazz, and we can do that. But on a national level, I think the things that Tom was saying is a good way to go, but you have to ensure, Tom, he has to ensure, you're the engineer. Do you have the rights to the music?
Yeah, that's a very good point.
That's exactly what I was about to ask you. I have to find out what's what. I don't know if his wife has the rights to it or not, but I do have a lot of the cuts. And when we were working together, we did, like, sell a lot of his albums. So I don't know if that could have been, like, if I bought a couple copies and just had them played out, or I don't know how I would go about it.
Well, two quick things. One, there's also a very good online station there in Philly that I did some interviews with Jackie Matthews. I'm trying to remember the name of it. But so that's the other thing you can do. There's a lot of people like DJ E that will get you started online. That they're asking for music. They want play, especially unsigned people that are deserving wider recognition. That's one. Number two, he's right. You need to make sure who holds the rights to it. And this is for all of you music people out there. You want to make sure that your music is the proper copyright is done with it in the sense that it's protected. Because, for instance, you could put it out on the air and I could come up and say, well, hey, I wrote that song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're going, wait a minute. But if you don't have proof of that, then I can refute your copyright. Then you can do a lot of copyright online now. You can just go and do it. It takes a minute, but you can do it all online pretty much. And then the other thing you want to do is sign up with either ASCAP or BMI and get your publishing taken care of. Because what most people don't realize is if a song gets huge by an artist, it's the writer that receives those royalties, not the performer. So you want to make sure that you and publishing can be done online too, with ASCAP or BMI. So those are just kind of a few housekeeping things that you want to do. But I would talk to his wife and see, you know, get her permission to go through the proper channels. But she would have probably appreciate the fact that you're trying to get some recognition for his music.
And I have he is on BMI also, so his stuff was covered through BMI.
Okay, okay. Well, then I would ask her who has the rights and, make sure she knows what you're working on and see what happens.
Okay.
Hey, Carl, I hope that we answered your questions, man. But, again, if you would like, if you have the authority to send that music out, I can assure you I can play it next Tuesday night at 8 p.m. You can just send it to Eric, E-R-I-C, period, Whitehead, W-H-I-T-E-H-E-A-D, 2020 at yahoo.com. I can get it on for you, but, I mean, of course, as Tom said, we want to make sure that you're protected and we do it right. Make sure that, you know, that when you send it to me that it's okay for me to play it because, as he said, DJs like myself, all I do is play independent artist music. I don't need, the cats that are making $1 million a year doing this. They don't need me. It's the people who are struggling to feed their families and the people who are struggling to get gigs. Those are the people whose music that I want to play.
Exactly, exactly. I do appreciate both of you, Mr. E and Mr. Braxton. I will be giving you an email shout real soon. I'm going to check her out tomorrow, and I'll be giving you a call back.
Thanks for the call.
Yep. Thank you very much, yo.
All right. Hey, Tom, we're going to take one more call, man, and then we're going to play some more of your music, man. I got another call, and I don't know. This is area code 252. I don't even know where that is off the break. 252, you're on the air. Nope. Let me make sure. Hold on. Area code 252, you're on the air. Maybe they don't chat. Wait a minute. No, maybe it's me. Okay, there you go. 252, you're on the air. Nope. You know what? They don't want to chat with us, so you know what we're going to do, Tom? We're going to play some more of your music, brother.
Okay.
We only got about 10, 11 minutes left in the show, so let's get back and let's do Soul Purpose real quick, and then I'm going to try to get another track in before we get off the air. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Braxton, and this is Soul Purpose. Hey, Tom.
Yes.
Hey, man, we don't have much time, but I want to play a track by a local artist. This guy is from right here in the Washington, D.C. area. His name is Frankie Addison. He's also a sax player. And he did Peg by Steely Dan. I want to play it real quick, and then we'll talk about it afterwards, okay?
Yeah.
All right, check this out. Why did my computer just freeze up when I said check this out? Okay, it reset, but let me find it again real quick because our time is very limited, you all. But I want to play this, man. I just want you to hear a local cat that did that. And when I spoke to him, he kind of told me some of the same things that you said about Steely Dan, about, you know, how he was just feeling Steely Dan, and he felt the track and the vibe on that track and everything, and he wanted to redo it. So give me 1 second. Here it is right here. This is Washington, D.C.'s own Frankie Addison, and it's called Peg by Steely Dan. Thank you. I'm so sorry. I had to stop that track in the middle because we're almost out of time. But
well, I enjoyed that. That was fun. I was enjoying that.
Man, that's a great track. That's a local cat right here in Washington, D.C., Frankie Addison, man. I love him, man. But I just want to say thank you to you, Mr. Braxton, for just blessing me with some of your time, man. I wish we had like 2 more hours because I got 2 more hours in me.
Well, that just means we have to do it again. And I appreciate being on with you. And sorry for the mix-up on the time at the beginning, but I'm glad we got to talk. And you tell Frankie, that's fantastic stuff, man. That was nice. I enjoyed that.
I will do that, man. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll have to get back with you, Mr. Braxton. But ladies and gentlemen, at this time, WDMV and the DJ Mr. E Show is officially off the air. I will chat with you soon. Tom, I'll give you a call a little later, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks for being here, brother.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know whether you can still hear me, but the show is now over.